Okay, this is Guy Bailey recording, and it's March 22nd, 1978. Okay, could you tell me the community you live in, the county and the state and so forth?
You mean where I was born and raised?
Or where you live now?
This is called, I hate that I'm like I am. I just want to think of something I can't think of to save my life.
Is this area considered Centerville right here? Or?
Seen yonder in my phone listed in that name, and I still can't think of it. Hey, come sit down here a minute. I want you to help me. What's the name of this community down here? I can't think of it. Abercrombie.
This would be in which county is this in?
This is Bibb County.
Bibb County, but this is Abercrombie, you know, down this way.
It ain't too far right down there to the Perry County line.
290. You said right down this is Perry County line straight on there?
About a couple of miles down there.
It's farther than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
About three.
How far are you from Centerville over there?
6 miles.
Well, that, I guess your mail, does that run on from Centerville Route?
Yeah, but we get our mail.
We get our mail.
But we live out here on
the
route, but somebody run in our mailbox and tore it down, so we haven't got a mailbox. We haven't got another one put up. We had a blouse spot put it and fixed up, you know.
Yeah.
And
like old time. Had it painted white, and somebody run into it and knocked it down, tore it up, so.
Boy, it lives right down here, not too far.
He got lost in the middle of his car, he said. So we hadn't ever got the mailbox put back up.
You actually live in that, and is this actually in the National Forest right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is Abercrombie.
But this is Abercrombie community, but this is, you see, did you see that sign?
There are a lot of, do you have a lot of tourists and things coming here in this forest area?
Doesn't have picnics and things, you know.
Yes,
ma'am. On top of that mountain. There's just a lot of people go up there sometimes, you know, the mountain laurel and everything. So pretty up there and all the flowers.
Come over here and sit down. I want you to help me remember things.
I'm
hate that I'm that away, but I can't help you. But I'd like to tell you one thing that happened back when I was a kid. I said this wasn't no joke. It wasn't ready to happen. Now, I want to start off. The railroads, you know, then, they had depots pretty close. And you had depot agents at every depot. And that was back before there was any stock laws. Everybody's cows and hogs run outside. They fenced up their crops and let everything run outside. Well, when this M&O railroad come through, a lot of folks with cows running outside, mules, horses, hogs. And back them days, they didn't have them stock laws. I don't know what got them started doing. They called their hogs different breeds. They'd Berkshire, and they called some of them Razorbacks, and Pine Hill Rulers. And what was that other one?
I don't know, but you told her. You said one of them got killed.